Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Irreplaceable. And continuing with our love series, today I'm going to teach you about something called the five love languages. Now, if you don't know what the five love languages are, it's from this guy called Gary Chapman. He was a doctor and he wrote his book called The Five Love Languages. And you can buy that anywhere, you can get it anywhere. But if you're listening to this podcast, I will just summarize it for you. And this is one thing that has really worked for me. I have stuck to this for a very long time. When I'm dating, when I'm talking to people, when I observe people, I always make sure I look out for what their love languages are. And I ask these questions too. I ask this to my friends, my family. Because this teaches you a lot about compatibility. So the five love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service, and physical touch. If your love language is words of affirmation, you could be someone who loves to share their affection through compliments and frequent I love yous, messages, communication, constantly reminding and appreciating the person that you love them, you care about them, constantly reminding them verbally, and this constant reassurance that I'm here for you, I love you, I'm there for you, all those things. Now, here's the thing. Love languages go both ways, okay? You may be someone who would like to give words of affirmation, as in expressing your love for someone. But when it comes for them to showcase you love, you might like quality time. So you need to understand what love language do you like to show and what love language do you like to receive. Once you have understood yourself and these things about you, only then can you communicate it to the other person, see these things in the other person and figure it out what they like. And see if you're compatible that way. Obviously, all of us have some variation of it, some percentage of it in all of us, okay? So we have a combination of all the five love languages in us in certain degrees or percentage. Something could be higher, something could be lower. That percentage is a mixture. So it's not 100% just words of affirmation. It's not like this person just wants, you know, good words and words of affirmations only, and they do not want anything else, and you can skip all of that. That's not how it works. That's not how love works. That's not how relationship works. It's a mixture. But what is it that you prioritize? What is it that you want, that you like? So the second love language is quality time. And just as the word suggests, for those people who like to spend quality time with each other, something as in undivided attention, or it could even be that you want to be in physical proximity of the person you love, like shared time together, shared space together. Even if you might think you're not doing something very relevant, if you feel as in you're not really, really talking and having major discussion, but sometimes even doing menial, mundane activities together can be a form of love languages, like doing the laundry together, or like you're cooking and your partner's reading, or you both are silently watching TV together, you're watching the movie together, you're just eating together. The whole point is spending time with each other. And to go one step further is giving undivided attention to one another. So if you're someone who likes your partner just being with you, just being physically present with you and giving you their time for a couple of hours, and you absolutely love it, even if, you know, you're not doing something major, you're not like partying, you're not having dinner, you're just sitting and enjoying each other's company or just hanging out together, then your love language could be quality time. The objective of it is to express your love, or like have them give you full focus and be present with you in that moment. So even if you're in a long distance relationship and your love language is quality time. It could be like being on a FaceTime video call with someone and just, you know, you're doing your thing, they're washing dishes, but you're like connected. You're like with each other, even though you're apart, or like having virtual dates. Like they want to see you. They want to have you be there physically present. They want your time. Okay, they want you to invest your time in them. So it's a really beautiful love language. So quality time is what it is all about. So these people, and if you're one of them, they are the ones who constantly like being in touch. They like staying updated to what you're doing. They like having a schedule. They like, you know, at least some form of spending time together. If, you know, this is your partner and you live with them, like you have to spend X amount of hours with them together doing something. Even if they're your friends, you know, you're sitting and spending time. So how the words of affirmation person is someone who constantly likes to hear good, good things. The person who likes quality times, likes frequent hangouts, likes to, you know, visit places, hang out frequently, go see movies, eat dinner, or, you know, just have a walk in the park. Next up is acts of service. And I really love acts of service. It's my love language. It's all about being useful and, you know, having someone do things for you. So action speaks louder than words. And that is all that acts of service is all about. You know, just having something done when you're not asking, or like just reading someone's body language and understanding what they want. Doing things you know your partner would like, helping them with chores, cooking a meal, running an errand, you know, giving them a little massage. These things require thought, time, and effort. And, you know, it's a way of making your partner's life easier. So I am all about acts of service. Like, my love language of giving and receiving both are acts of service, because I love doing things for people who I care for. Like, I love going out of my way and making their lives easier, helping them out, like, you know, bringing them coffee unexpectedly, bringing them food unexpectedly. If they're really tired, like, I can read their body language and I just know what needs to be done. Like, even for my family, like, I can read the situation in my house and I know what needs to be done to make other people's lives easier. And I love to see them in relief, because when I do the favor for them or I do the work for them, I get appreciated. I get time to spend with them and just the whole joy, you know. And similarly, I like it when someone else does it for me, because I'm an extremely stressed individual with a lot on her plate, a lot. So I like it when someone takes the load, you know, when someone helps me carry some part of it away. Like, hey, I got this, you know, you focus on other things, I'm going to handle this situation. I love it. I find it really exciting. I find it really respectful. That's my love language. And if you are someone who likes to do things for others or have things done for you, then you fall under this category. Next up is receiving gifts or gift giving. And I don't know why there's so much hate on this acts of service. Like, people call it the gold digger form of love. And I find that absolutely ridiculous, because ever since the beginning of love, ever since the beginning of humanity, like, gift giving and receiving has always been a custom, a way of showing love. So I don't really understand, and people misread it a lot. People don't really understand that receiving gifts is not just a whole expensive point of it or a high maintenance point of it. It is absolutely ridiculous. And if you're a lazy bum, you know, or like a brokey, you could just say that. But to be honest, you don't have to be rich in order to, you know, have your love language as receiving gifts. People who really, really have gift giving as their love language, like if they like to receive gifts, they are mostly people who like to receive sentimental gifts, symbolic gifts, gifts that make sense to them, offerings. It's like a collector's item, you know, it's like mini, mini collections. So like, you know, when you have cats as pets and when they like really love you and they're really attached to their owners, they will go and get you like food to eat, like leaves and rocks, and they will present it to you as a gift. So you're telling me this cat thinks you're a gold digger? Is that it? Like, oh, animals are gold diggers now? No, it's not like that. It's just, hey, you know, I found this really cool thing and I want to share it to you. Like, I want to show you my appreciation. So I find this thing really valuable and I think you should have it. So if such a common, simple thing an animal can understand, why are we humans complicating it so much? Like, have you seen crows? If you help a crow, if you save a crow, crows are so intelligent that they can recognize human beings. So if you're someone who has helped them, saved them, or, you know, has fed them, they will remember you. And they have this whole mindset of gift giving, you know, and like this barter mindset. So next time when they see you, they're going to bring you like trinkets, like coins and cash and jewelry, anything sparkly, shiny, like a rock. Like, this crow will get you gifts. Are you telling me this crow is, you know, someone who is into gold digging, or like, you know, or like you're someone who's a gold digger just because the crow likes to give you rocks? It's so ridiculous. So no, like, that's not what gift giving is about. And of course, you know, there are people in this world who only like expensive thing and only like materialistic thing. And yeah, for them, it's own. But do not give a love language a bad rep just because you're uncomfortable with it. Like, this whole idea is so stupid to me. Like, don't you, when you love someone, like, let's say like this child loves their parents, you know, his or her parent, and don't they like make drawings and then gift it to them, or like make a card and gift it to them? So receiving gifts is not necessarily materialistic. It's about expressing love through thoughtful gifts that show that, you know, you understand, you appreciate, you observe them, that you have been listening to them and you picked it up, that they like it and you bought it for them. You know, you remembered their favorite color and then you got something regarding that. You got them a card. You made them something. You got your photographs printed out. You got them a cake. You got them flowers. You know, it's about expressing love by giving, you know, gift that has thoughts and effort behind it, and it is a symbol of love and care. So, you know, if you're someone who likes to give gifts, you must be people's favorite person, because, you know, gifts are literally, you know, treasured memory. They're memory in physical form that you can give it to someone, and every time they look at it, they get reminded of you. And isn't that wonderful? Like, it's a token of remembrance of the love. So if you're someone who likes to give gifts, you're really cool and amazing. And I completely get it, you know. And the more authentic this is, the more, you know, personal touch that it has, that's even better. And if you're someone who likes receiving gifts, you could be someone who really likes the sentimental value of it. You know, the worth of something, the value of something, because you tie the value of that to your love. So, you know, the more grand it is, it might be bigger. The more deep it is, it may be more intimate. You know, the more personal it is and the more effort it has, you know, it means something to you, because to make a gift or to get a gift, it takes time, thought, attention. So, you know, this could be your love language. The last one is physical touch. And physical touch also has a really bad rep. I mean, me, myself, I have a very bad relation with physical touch because of how people misuse physical touch for sex. Because people think, and I have seen this on dating profiles and in their bio, oh my God, my love language is physical touch. No, it's not physical touch. You cannot, you know, I have had people come and justify their behavior by, you know, they're like, oh, I'm only into hookup culture and I only like to have sex. And, you know, when we would have a whole conversation like why and all of that. And they're like, because my love language is physical touch, huh? So like physical touch is sex. And that's why if you want to show me love, you're going to have sex with me. And I'm like, this is the most, you know, dumbest form of manipulation. Like if this is legit, having people get chicks, if this is how this works. And I mean, my first question is, wow, like, does this work that you have this on your bio? It's absolutely stupid. I can't believe people fall for that. I don't think people fall for that, but it is absolutely wrong. Physical touch is not sex. Physical touch is this umbrella term that could include hand-holding, hugs, kisses, and any other form of physical closeness. Yes, sex is a part of it, but sex is not the only thing. So, you know, I used to like really look down upon people who would have physical touch as their love language because of my experience. I would automatically assume like this person just wants to have sex. But it's not just that. It is much more to it, you know. It has a combination of quality time and at the same time, a hint of physical touch because you're physically present with them and you're holding hands, you're trying to express because we all are energy bodies, okay? We all have vibes to us, vibrations to us, frequencies to us. We all hold massive amount of energy. And when we touch someone, okay, when we caress someone, there is an energy transfer that's happening. You know how people talk about good touch and bad touch all the time? And I think I should make an episode about it because it's been a while that people have been talking about this. But coming back to physical touch is, you know how there is good touch and bad touch? And you can literally sense someone's intention with the moment they touch you. Similarly, when it's physical touch, people have a different sense, you know, like a sixth sense or something else, where they can have their feelings communicated, you know, through a simple touch, through a kiss, you know, like when you kiss someone, the feeling you get, you know, the butterflies in your stomach, the way your heart races and everything, it's beautiful and people love that and people feel more desired and wanted. It connects them, it binds their soul. It's a way of showing love and it's a way of receiving love, you know. So yes, sex is a part of it, but sex is not the ultimate moment of it, you know. It could be something as very simple as this person needs like 8 hugs a day. You know, human beings, for happiness, they need 8 hugs a day. So no wonder all of us are depressed. We're in our rooms. We're all locked up in our rooms with very little outside world exposure compared to our previous generations. But still, you know, like 8 hugs a day or a forehead kiss every time when you leave for office or leave for work or leave for school or holding hands while in public, you know, to show that I'm with you, you're secured with me, I'm holding you. Or a kiss to remind them that you're desirable to me. You give me butterflies every time. You make me want to be so close to you, kiss you, feel you, smell you, have your breath. It's beautiful. So you could be someone who likes doing these things to other people. You like showing your love. Like, you cannot contain all the love in you, so you have to like show it to them. You know, sometimes words, actions cannot define how much you feel, and you know, you want them to read your soul. So sometimes you really want to, you know, touch them and like give them your energy and give them your love in the physical format. Or you could be someone who likes to receive, you know, who wants reassurance in the physical form, who wants appreciation for their body, for who they are, for their soul. You know, you want to receive love because you know, you could be touch starved, you could be someone who just likes it, and that is another way of showing love. Now, if everything I have said resonates with you and you're like, oh, I'm this also, oh wait, maybe I'm that, or like I could be this or this, don't worry, you are mostly a combination of a lot of things. And when it comes to love, when it comes to relationship, everyone is a mixture of these combinations. Sometimes they like this, in certain situations they like that, and everyone moves in phases. But you can identify what your top three are, what your preferences are, what you like to give and what you like to receive. And if you want a more better data-driven, you know, detailed analysis, you could Google it. It's, you know, five love languages, take the quiz on Google. And there are a lot of websites, but I think the best website is thefivelovelanguages.com. So check that out, and that definitely works. So take a couple of more quizzes, find out. I think even when you see movies, you can sort of figure out, oh, I find this absolutely romantic and I wish someone would do that to me. But when it comes to movies, cinema, fiction, I will make an episode about love tropes and what your trope could be and what love trope you are in. So I'm very excited for that one, because I had to like read a lot of books and research it really deeply to find out what I found yet. So when you take the quiz, you will get like a pie chart or like a percentage of something more, something less, and you can find out your top three. And, you know, it's also an amazing conversation starter. So if you're talking to someone who you're really interested in, or you're in a relationship with someone, definitely share this quiz with them. And, you know, you could discuss your love languages and what you like, what you don't like. This essentially gives you a roadmap in understanding the other person and understanding yourself. So I hope, you know, you found this episode super interesting, because this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And I make all my friends go through this quiz. I make everyone I'm dating go through this quiz. I love it. And I believe in it a lot. And I hope you enjoyed it. So do let me know whatever your results are. And that's all for today's episode. I'm your host, Ira. And thank you for listening to Irreplaceable. Bye.